1, 2, 3, 4, Medium Talk.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Medium Talk, the conversational interview show of the Black Guy Who Tips, where I, your host, Rod, just go out and talk to different people that I find interesting. It's probably my favorite show to do. Today being no exception, I have somebody that I've followed on Twitter for a long time. I always find her interesting, and the things that she's talking about, you know, like it'll be late at night. I feel like she's part of the you know, after dark Twitter. I'll just, you know, check out her timeline every once in a while. I'm sure many of you guys do too. But it's Shayna, aka SW Journey on Twitter. Hey, how you doing, Shayna?
Fine, how are you?
Good. Now the reason that I have Shayna here is because, first of all, you guys know I have many varied interests and I like talking to all kinds of people. That's why I started Medium Talk. I talk to a lot of people that, you know, some of you guys may be a bit judgmental on. I've talked to Shy B. I've talked to, you know, Baritone Nate Thurston. I talked to people, all kinds of different people from different walks of life. One interest that I have, and people that follow Blackout Tips know this too, is I'm always interested in relationships and how different dynamics of relationships and how people's relationships work and love and all that stuff. I remember putting out a tweet like, you know, what I really want to talk to somebody about is open relationships. I don't have a lot of people that in my circles that really talk about being in one, if they are in one. It's not something, especially in the Black community, that you hear a lot about. So I was like, you know, just threw it out there, not expecting anybody to answer. I actually was expecting to have to do some hunting down or some people to try to find some spokespeople to represent this. Shayna basically hit my mentions up and was like, excuse me, you know, I've been here all this time. You've been reading these tweets. And apparently I had completely, not known that, you were in an open relationship. So, I invited her on to talk and, that's how we got here. So, thank you so much for coming on, Shayna, first of all.
Wait a minute. What did you just say? Cause it just broke up like right.
Oh, where did it break up?
I think you asked me a question, but it broke up.
Oh, I said, thank you for coming on is what I was saying. And,
okay.
Yeah, I was about to start asking questions. I'm glad it didn't break up on an actual question. I just wanted to say thank you for coming on because, I remember, you know, I kind of like talking to quote unquote regular people about stuff like this because I feel like, some people feel obligated to make it their brand or like they're representing a lot of different things. And so you get kind of canned responses and canned answers because, you know, it's their brand and you can't be saying too much crazy shit, you know, when you represent your brand. But I kind of like talking to people that where it's just like, hey, let's just talk about you. How you doing? You know? So, first things first, how long have you like been, the relationship you're in now, is this your first ever open relationship or have you been in before?
Yes, my first one ever.
Okay. And how long have you been in this relationship?
Officially, well, I've been in the relationship since like 2007, mm-hmm. but officially open, I would say like 2 years now.
Okay. Now, how does that topic get broached and by who?
The idea of an open relationship, well, we've kind of been down this something similar before, but the actual idea and sitting down having a conversation came from me because I realized that I wanted to be able to see other people while dating my partner.
Okay. Now, what is the gender of your like partner?
Oh, male, cis male.
Okay. All right. So, when you approached him, what were you like before you even like said, okay, I'm going to sit down and talk to him. what kind of concerns did you have before the talk? Like, were you, what did you think about, like, possible outcomes, or, you know, were you nervous and things like that?
I was very nervous. Like, before we discussed about actually having an unofficial open relationship to where we could date other people, we were having threesomes within our relationship, but it wasn't necessarily an open relationship. It was more so, we would sit down, talk, you know, invite somebody in, have sex with them, and then that'll be it. But we weren't really dating other people, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Yeah. Now, was it that to you, did you feel that a threesome was more of a compromise, kind of like you really would have preferred an open relationship, but a threesome was like a good kind of test run or something? Or did you feel kind of like it developed from, you know, threesome is cool, but we should step this up to open?
Yeah, like, before, honestly, I knew nothing about open relationships. I didn't even know black people did this stuff. Just like you said, like, I wasn't exposed to it. I knew nothing about it. Like, a threesome was something I always wanted. And so I had the opportunity to have a threesome with my partner, and I really, really enjoyed it. And after that, I kind of started to look into different types of relationship styles and stuff like that. And so that's how I found out about open relationships, and I was like, oh, this actually might be the perfect fit for me.
Now, what kind of threesomes were they? Were they male, male, female, 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 male? Does it matter to you? Was it both?
It was female, female, male starting off.
Okay. Now, yeah. Was that a thing that you wanted, or was that a thing that he wanted? Was that a thing you both agreed on?
It was a thing we both wanted.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I feel like women get away with that kind of, where, like, if a woman's like, you know, I'd like to invite another chick into the bedroom, men are just kind of like universally like, hell yeah, we can
yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Like, I've never really had like an issue with, like, because I've stated it before, like, I would have liked to have threesomes with other partners, but it never really got to that point. And it's always been, oh yeah, sure, yeah, like, it was just all for it. And yeah, but if I would have said I wanted like a male female, then it would have been like, would have got my head lopped off.
Yeah, I'm definitely on the side of, I could not see another penis in my bedroom. I feel like that is like my personal line of judgment, where I'll just be like, no, it's too much. But I hate to be so stereotypical, but yeah, I definitely could understand why that would be like a nerve-wracking like proposition to broach. Now, you said you guys started out as female, female, male. Did you eventually, were you able to involve other, like, two dudes at the same time and stuff?
Not yet. Like, we just recently had a conversation to where he was like, yeah, you know what? I've thought about it, you know, and I'm okay with it. So we haven't really gotten to that point yet, but we have had a conversation to where it is okay.
Okay. And that's very, progressive and open-minded, and maybe also because you shared, quote unquote, in the beginning, you know what I mean? It kind of makes him feel, because I think relationships are like that, where you see someone kind of show you the way, where you're like, well, this person is open-minded and it doesn't threaten her femininity to have another woman in the bedroom, so, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander,
right? And the thing with him was it's like he kind of felt, when we were first talking about open relationships and things like that, he kind of felt like he wasn't enough. And he was feeling like, you know, oh, wow, the reason why she wants to, you know, date other people or have sex with another guy is because I'm not enough. And I had to, like, be like, wait a minute now. No, that's not the case. Like, you know, and we had to talk through those feelings.
Right.
Of not feeling adequate enough. And I think once he realized what it was just that, you know, no, you're enough, you're fine. It's just something, you know, different. He was like, ah, I got it. You know, and I think he felt more relaxed about the situation.
So is it kind of like a case of like, there's really no one person that is quote unquote enough, but everybody is kind of enough of themselves. You know what I mean? Like, I get it almost like a buffet, not to say that, you know, you're eating from a buffet, but, you know, like, where it's like the macaroni and cheese is the macaroni and cheese, but the macaroni and cheese can't get mad at me for wanting some fries, you know?
Right.
but that's kind of funny too, though, because I think jealousy would be like a huge hurdle for a lot of people to get over. And I wonder, like, is that something that you're kind of constantly having to keep in check with and, you know, to make sure that the communication is open? Because, I feel like jealousy could easily creep in.
Whoo! Yes. I had my own issues with jealousy. Like, jealousy is a mother, because sometimes, I'm not even going to speak for people, but when it came to my jealousy, mm-hmm. it was rooted in some kind of insecurity. Mm-hmm. I was insecure about the relationship. I was probably insecure about myself, or it was some kind of insecurity within myself that led me to the jealousy point. And it took me some time to realize that.
Yeah, I think all negative emotion comes from some form of insecurity. Like, mm-hmm. no matter what it is, and you know, you can channel it and turn it into positivity, and, or, you know, if you're really, really dedicated, eradicate that insecurity. But yeah, I think, you know, a lot of people tend to judge open relationships that way, where it's like, well, yeah, obviously it's just going to fail because you're going to get jealous and this is going to happen that, but that shit happens with regular relationships all the time, where it's just,
all the time.
You know, and it, you know, sexual or not sexual, where it's simply like, you could be jealous of someone just for spending a lot of time at work, or, you know, mm-hmm. whatever, taking more naps than you. So it's just kind of funny though that, you know, you have issues with jealousy, but yet you were the one that kind of brought this idea up. Were you able to see, like, when you brought this forward, did you originally address it where you were thinking like, well, it'll be okay for me, but not you? Or were you thinking like, I'm just gonna have to get over my jealousy issues and this will be fine for both of us?
When it came to the open relationship or threesomes, because when we first started having threesomes and stuff, I had all kinds of rules. Mm. I was like, you ain't kissing, you ain't doing jack to her. You sit down, watch or something. Like, I had all kinds of strict rules because of my perceived jealousy. Mm-hmm. But then once I got into the moment, I realized I didn't care about any of that stuff. I wanted to come. And, you know, right. Like, it was just, all that stuff kind of went out the window. And then when it came to us, to the open relationship point where we decided to have an open relationship, I had kind of already flushed out most of my jealousy issues.
Okay. Now, what if, like with your partner, right? What is more of the, I guess, connection that you would be concerned about anyway, at this point? Because if you've been having threesomes and stuff, is sex even that quote unquote big of a deal as compared to, like, say, an emotional connection with another person?
Well, for me, sex isn't that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. It is like the emotional connection is what's important. And sometimes I just like to have sex with different people. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It's just what it is. So for me, it's the emotional connection is what's the most important.
So what about, like, going out though? Like, you know, quote unquote dating and stuff. Do you like go on dates with other people too?
I try not to.
Okay.
Like, I try to just, like, I let people know, any, like, guy or woman that I'm talking to, I let them know up front, like, hey, I'm in a relationship, you know, and I'm in an open relationship, so it's not going to be like an intimate type monogamy, like, we're dating, we're together type relationship thing. Like, no, it's just kind of, I just kind of want to have sex with you.
So how do guys take that, you know, in general? Like, because, you know, guys kind of have this reputation of like, oh, all I'm trying to do is get some ass anyway, dog, you know. So but I feel like, and I can only speak for myself, I guess, but I'm definitely not that kind of guy. Like, I would be more like, so this means you don't want me, and, you know, in my ego.
Right. At it's funny because at first it's like a lot of dudes like, oh man, I'm just fine, I'm just fine. But I came across one situation to where I actually was having sex with the guy or whatever, and he knew my situation and I knew his. But then it like the role, it kind of like flipped on me. Like he started to gain feelings, and it was like, excuse me? Like, you know what this is. Like, no, no, no. So I sometimes think that people are not honest with themselves and communicate. And so it leads to, I'm starting to ramble. Wait a minute, cut that shit. I'm starting to ramble.
No, I'm sorry. No, that makes sense. I was, you know, I think that answer was on point. I think that happens a lot though, where people aren't really honest up front.
Yeah.
Both ways, you know, I think there's a lot of people whose, relationships could probably have been saved from an honest conversation about, opening up their relationships, to be quite honest. And I think there's also a lot of people that, you know, vice versa, where they probably couldn't handle some of the jealousy and insecurity issues, and they thought they could. And, you know, it's all about communication and having that discussion. And I think those discussions are so tough to have, is, you know, people, like couples will have, I don't know, every couple has had the bitch that don't like their wife at work conversation a million times. But if it's something, you know, like, something that's serious, like, you know, hey, I might want to see other people, but still be with you. That's a conversation that you got to have, and people might not want to have that, you know?
Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is just that a lot of the stuff, I feel like we've been conditioned to think. So like I had said before, if somebody comes to you like, hey, I want an open relationship, that person automatically thinks it's something wrong with them because they have this image of what a perfect or a good relationship should look like, and it doesn't involve an open relationship or having other people involved in it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what about like things like religion and stuff like that? Like, did you feel any like quote unquote guilt or judgment different people, or do even people, actually, let me go back. Do people even know about your open relationship, like as far as your lifestyle and stuff, you know, like publicly?
I have a general rule of thumb with like most of the people, like most of my friends and stuff. I know who to talk to and who not to talk to about stuff.
Okay.
So it's like my like friends that I have quite a few friends that are already in the life. So I talk to them about it. And then other friends, it's just, if it comes up, it comes up. If it doesn't, then I'm not necessarily going to bring it up.
Okay. Okay. Now, have you ever, like, told anyone or had someone, quote, unquote, find out and try to, like, and felt judged or had to deal with any of that?
Actually, no. Mm-hmm. I've been lucky, but I also haven't, it hasn't been presented to, like, my most likely judgmental friends either, so.
Okay. Yeah, and now, so I guess these judgmental people don't got Twitter, or they don't follow you.
No, I was real strategic with my Twitter. Like, I literally probably only know like 5 people in real life on my Twitter feed, and I did that on purpose.
Okay, yeah, I can't blame you, man. Do you ever worry about that though? Do you ever like think, like worry about, well, if such and such finds out, I know that's gonna be a, you know, that's gonna be a bitch. You know, do you ever worry about that kind of stuff?
I did at one point, but now it's just one of the things. It's like, hey, it's my life, it's mine to live. You can either hop on board or just get off.
Okay, okay. Now what about online though? Because I, you know, online is almost worse than real life, because, you know, in real life people really have to see. So it's like, even if my mom found out I had an open marriage or something, mm-hmm, there's still the element of Thanksgiving, Christmas, birthdays, anniversaries. Like, I'm going to see my mom, and she loves me, and there's going to be a certain amount of acceptance that has to happen, or we won't be able to have a relationship. On Twitter and stuff though, people like will cut you off for like disagreeing about whose team is better at football. So do you ever run into that on Twitter where people are like, oh, you, that's what you into?
I haven't yet. So I am lucky in that case. I haven't come across it yet. I don't have a lot of followers, so I don't experience a lot of the issues I see other people experience. So, and plus, it's Twitter. It's like, a lot of these people don't even know me. So it's just like, even if it did come across, it's like, okay, Bach, like, I don't know who you are. Why are you bothering me? And keep it moving.
Okay. All right. Now, as far as the relationship with like other people, right? Mm-hmm. Is like, do you ever worry that, like, from your end, that he's gonna go out with someone else and they're gonna have a stronger emotional connection, or they're gonna, like, you know, like they might hit it off? Do you ever worry, like, and then they'll be with this person, or that, you know, that's how they'll move on?
Sometimes I do, because, like, it's weird, because with my situation, like, when it comes to me talking to, like, other guys and stuff, it's a lot easier for me to say that, hey, I'm in an open relationship, I just want this to be about sex, and for the other guys to be, okay, cool, fine, or no, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But on his end, it's like, particularly the women he's come across, it's like he goes out on dates and stuff and gets to know them and all that stuff before he actually has sex with them. And like, at first I was like, ugh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
But then after a while, I realized, I was just like, you know what? Some people do, like, they do like to be, like, you know, wooed or treated and all that stuff. And, you know, I just have to get over that issue. Because if it was really a problem, he would have come to me first before and not take it anywhere else.
Yeah. Also, like, it's kind of funny, but if I had someone that was, you know, we were in an open relationship and they were dating other people, going to have sex with them, I kind of do want them to get to know the other person a little, like, at least a little bit, because that's my safety too, you know, as far as like sexually, like I don't know that I necessarily need them to be just Craigslisting it up with these random strangers and stuff. I've seen the DM boxes for a lot of people, and there's some viruses up in there, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, if, like, for me, I have, with somebody I'm dating, I have a sit down conversation and a good 30 to an hour long conversation about STDs, sex, all jazz, possible pregnancies. Like, we go through the whole entire scenario before it's time to get, before I feel comfortable enough to get busy, you know?
Right.
But then I also realize that some people might not be that comfortable with that, you know, sit down conversation. As, I guess, as blunt as I am, they might need to have, you know, like, dinner, you know, kind of ease into the whole situation.
Yeah, because I keep imagining, like, a mood killing, like, 30 minute lecture before we get it in, and that would throw me off. I'm like, yeah, it's about to get something tonight. It's like, all right, fill out this form in triplicate.
It's not before we, I mean, I'm like, I had the conversation before we're even, like, that, before the day we even have sex, you know. Okay. Not we about to pop in and then I'm pulling out a list and a consent form. No, it's not like that.
Okay. So, like, if you're, you know, I don't know, walking down the street at work or whatever, and some guy decides to street harass you, shout out to Twitter, but, you know, if or just approach you, however, in a bar or something, at what point do you tell them about the whole open relationship thing and your rules and, you know, all of that stuff? Like, is that a, you know, 5 minutes into meeting Shayna, I'm having this conversation? Is this a, you know, a date or two in? Like, when does this come up?
It depends on how well I'm vibing with the person. Mm-hmm. Honestly, like, if I'm really, really vibing and I'm like, all right, I can dig it. I try to be more open up front about it, because I don't want to feel like I'm leading anybody on. And so to spare, like, feelings or anything like that, just to give them an opportunity to walk away if they want to.
Right. Yeah, that's fair. Cause I feel like then it's up to them to know themselves and what they can and cannot handle.
Right.
Cause like, I'm the kind of person that if we have sex, then we in love. Like, we got to get married. We go together. we holding hands, all that stuff. So, you know, I think if you put the ball in that person's court, the best thing, you can always say is like, hey, I told you the truth, and it was completely up to you at that point.
Yeah. Because I hate to feel like I took away somebody's choice to walk away. I hate to feel, it'll like eat me up. So I just, I put it on the table, I'm like, this is what it is. Yes, no.
Right.
Then we go from there.
Yeah, it's not like you wake up the morning after like, surprise, open relationship, nigga. Right.
You in this now, nigga.
Yeah, you had no idea. Guess what? This is an open relationship over here. Get like, you can get like business cards or something. It's like, bam, over relationship. Now what about from, you know, his perspective? Like, first of all, what do you call him? Boyfriend, partner? What do you call him?
Oh, whatever. I call him my boyfriend. I call him my partner. Like, I just switch out between terms.
Okay. Now with you, do you, date women as well as men? Because when you talked about the threesome, you were talking about how it was female, female, male. So when you're looking at, you know, a person to kind of be, I don't even know what you call a side person, a lover. I don't know.
I call them a partner too.
Okay. All right. A junior partner, if you will.
Okay. That'll work fine.
So when you're looking at like a junior partner, does it matter if it's male, female?
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
But actually, like with our first, not first threesome, but like we got involved with someone. And I actually wanted her to be like an actual partner within our relationship at one point. So sometimes when I look at women, sometimes I'm thinking more of, you know what, I might actually want them to be like an actual partner, like move in with us, live with us type partner.
Okay, kind of like polyamory.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, is that something that you think he would be okay with?
If he likes the person, yes.
Okay. All right. That's cool to be that open-minded. And especially if it's sustainable. Like, it's Lord knows, it's hard enough for two people to sustain something. So, like, three, like, I can see how that would be, like, you know, even more of a ordeal. But I can also see how it would be less because, you know, everybody's kind of sharing one third of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the most you think you could get up to?
Ooh. Possibly three, maybe four if it's like a situation to where us being partners with another couple.
Right, okay.
Yeah, then that's, I don't know if I could have a community of people because sometimes I like my space. So it's right. Like, y'all got to go, y'all getting on my nerves. And I kind of like shut myself off. So anything more than four would probably make me feel uncomfortable.
Okay. Now, when we're talking about, you know, another couple, have you ever like tried just like regular swinging, like getting another couple and like exchanging partners or, you know, getting together and having a orgy, old fashioned orgy, like they like to call them in the Midwest?
Yeah. I haven't come across swing. I mean, we've talked about swinging and going out to parties and stuff, but never really got around to it because I'm kind of picky about my partners and where I play.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a lot of the scenes are tend to be, what's the word? How should I say this? White dominated.
Yes. Yeah. I've seen Real Sex on HBO. It's a lot of white people.
Yeah, and I don't play around pink meat, so I just don't.
I hear you. That's kind of funny too, though, because like, I feel like when you're talking about your rules and you're talking about like your, you know, even with a threesome, I feel like I wouldn't know my rules until I saw them. Like I would just be like, didn't like that, you know, but it would be the middle of this, awkward threesome at this point. Cause it would be awkward for me when I'm like, no, the way you touched her just did was too much, you know?
It is trial and error. It is really trial and error because I remember one time, oh my gosh, I will never forget this. Somebody who we had sex with regularly came to town and visited. And she wanted to have, she just wanted to have sex with him, right?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want to have sex, she just wanted to have sex with him. And I was like, okay, fine, cool, whatever. And so they had sex, right?
Right.
So with them having sex, I ended up falling asleep. And I woke up and I'm like, wait a minute, he not in the bed. What is going on? And so I walk and they in the bed cuddling, sleep. Oh, hell no. I pissed him so hard. Like, I was ready to go set it off in that room. I was so upset. So a lot of it is trial and error. Like, sometimes you won't know until you get in a situation. At that point, I knew ain't no cuddling. If no, get your ass up. Get the bed. Ain't no cuddling around here like that, nah.
Yeah, and that's something I feel like I wouldn't even have thought about until after I saw it. Then I was like, God damn it, what are you doing?
Exactly.
Be up in there yanking people out, looking crazy. My house coat.
It get real ugly real quick.
Yeah. Now, what about the people that come in? Like, do they, like, are they kind of scared or nervous? Because I would think, if I was the third party, if I was the junior partner in the situation, mm-hmm. I would be nervous that I would do something to offend someone or break a rule, or I would get blamed. Like, if he decided to cuddle and you weren't cool with it, I feel like I'm still catching some of that blame. Like, I should have known. Like, do you think they're nervous?
Now I hope that's not the case now. I hope that now I'm able to better establish a line of communication to where we can talk these things through, mm-hmm. if they do feel uncomfortable in any kind of way, so that way I know to like kind of like check my feelings to see if I am treating them in any kind of, you know, bad way or any kind of way to make them feel bad. But before, I was bad.
And now, well, also, I mean, like everything in a relationship, you're developing as you're doing it. Like, that's one of the things that I found, you know, I've been with my wife since we were 16. So that's one of the things that I found throughout my life, is what love is at, say, 16 is not what it is at 29. It's not the same at 35. And, you know, it won't be the same when I'm 50. It's always kind of developing. Because that's what a relationship is. You grow together or you grow apart. So it would make sense to me that maybe starting out, you might even have more rules, or you might even have you'll have less stuff that you're comfortable with, that maybe, you know, in 5 years, it's like, well, this is kind of my thing. And, I'm no longer bothered by this thing anymore. I'm not, I feel like that's fine.
Right. And the reverse can happen too, to where you're just thinking you're just free spirited, oh, I can take any and everything type thing, and then as time goes by, you realize that, oh, wait a minute, I might need to establish, you know, more rules because I'm not comfortable with certain things. And that's okay too. Like, there is nothing wrong with having rules. Mm-hmm. If you understand where your feelings are coming from and why you want to establish the rules and explain to your partner and you guys can agree upon it, then fine, cool. Like, have all the rules you want. If you don't want rules, that's fine too.
Yeah, I think in everything, it's always about agreeing. Like, it's one of the reasons I don't really, I think people would think with my background and Karen's background, that we would probably be way more closed-minded about stuff, because, like, we have the quote-unquote straight relationship that nobody's going to really judge. But we're not very judgmental, because I feel like the fundamental to every single relationship is just an understanding between each other of what you can deal with. And that's it. Like, we can deal with this thing and not that thing, and vice versa. Like, even if you don't think you have any rules, you got some kind of rule. Like, you know, yeah,
exactly.
Your rule might be no rules. I don't know.
You're absolutely right. And like I said, it just comes from like communication, talk.
Yeah. So, like, what is the longest amount of time you spent with a junior partner away from your partner?
Oh, away from my partner.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like 6 months.
Okay. Now.
Yeah. Because like I said, I like to have sex with different people. And sometimes after a while, it gets old to me, and it's just like, all right, you served your time. It was nice knowing you. Had fun. See you later.
Right. Now. Okay, so you say you're away for 6 months. are you spending all that time with just like one other person, or is it important to you to be like, I might be away from my partner, but I want to have different people kind of in and out during this time that I'm away from him? Or can that all be spent with just one other person?
In that particular case, it was just spent with one other person, but that was just because of circumstances, because I had ended up moving.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was just more so because of circumstances. And like I said, and 6 months tends to be my time period when I tend to get tired of people.
Oh, so either way, it's pretty much a shelf life on most of these other people anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's gotta suck, man.
If I really like you, there's no shelf life. But if I really just like to have sex with you only, then there's a shelf life.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I don't have an ego for this, as you can tell. Like, I'll be hurt, crying, and listening to Drake and shit.
And see, this is why I like to be open with people about it up front, so that way they know, like, hey, that's for me, or no, that's not. Sometimes some people just only looking for the same thing.
Now, have you, either one of you ever, do y'all have, like, the, I don't know, let's call it the big joker for those who play spades. Do y'all have like the big joker card for like people that are off limits? Like, can you say to him and vice versa, not that person?
Yes, we have one. Yes, we have two, one for me and one for him.
Okay. Yeah, I would figure that would have to like be a thing, because that's the other thing too. I think people also feel like with open relationships, there's no such thing as cheating, but if you have rules, there's obviously can be forms of cheating. If you say this person's off limits and they can see and they mess with them anyway, that, you know, that's technically a form of cheating. So like, do you ever have you ever worried about that stuff?
Yeah, I did before. Like, as a matter of fact, like the one person that's off limits, like when I say off limits, like we mean off limits. Like I had came back home. I don't remember why, but I came back home for something or whatever. And he had called me and he was like, such and such call. And she just wanted us to just hang out. She wanted me to go somewhere with her. And I saw red. Like, I was like, off limits means off limits. Like, why is she calling you?
Yeah.
Like, no. And it kind of like, it hurt me, because I had expressed him before how much I really did not like this person and I did not want him talking to this person, and it really, really hurt.
Yeah, especially like, it's almost worse because you have so much leeway, quote unquote, in your relationship. So it's almost like, really, motherfucker, this is the one person that I said no to. Like,
right.
Yeah, I remember I went to a cookout for an internship program I was in, and I guess like different people were just inviting that, like I invited my girlfriend at the time, my wife now, people were inviting, you know, all kinds of people, friends, family and stuff. And there was this one girl there that I didn't really know from Adam, like she was really like pressed up on me like the whole time. And I'm there with my girlfriend, you know, and I've never been like low key about, you know, like care. We do like, we hold hands, we hang out, we do PDA and stuff. Nothing too ridiculous that'll make you throw up, but just little stuff. And, she was just all up on me and being nice. Like, it wasn't like overtly sexual. It wasn't like, it was a bit flirty, but you know, I'm a dude. I couldn't tell the difference between that and normal conversation. But I remember Karen gave me like this talking to, like, not her. She's the worst. Please stay away from it. And we don't have our own relationship. So I can imagine if we did, how much worse that talk would have been. And I didn't even do shit, but it was just this idea of like, I don't like this person so much. Like, big joker on her forever. You know? So do you ever get like a vibe off of people where you're like, look, I don't trust this motherfucker. So this is, you know, this person off limits forever. There's never going to be a situation where this can be cool.
Yeah. Because, and it's funny because what you said, like how you don't see it or you don't know. It's like when I was talking to my partner about it, it was like, oh, you're just making this stuff or whatever. It's in your head. It ain't that serious. Yada, 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 and all that stuff. I mean, stuff that made me want to get a skill and then slap him upside the head. Because I'm like, dude, I'm looking plain at the situation, dog. Like, yeah. I see it with my eyes. I know this stuff. She ain't cool.
Yeah, that is like the worst thing that you could say too. Like for any person listening to this right now, especially dudes, that is absolutely the worst thing you could say is like, this is all up in your head. You acting crazy right now. Like you really got to stop and hear them out at that point because you might get the frying pan upside the head.
You got to shut the fuck up. Shut up. Shut it up at that point because sometimes I see some people just want to be obtuse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, I'm just going to tell her or him that they making this up because I like the attention. I want to keep, I see what's going on, but I don't want it to stop.
Right. Yeah, that's true. It could be that. And I will, you know, I don't know him. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I will say in the defense of men, man, we don't be knowing, man. Like women, y'all think, like, this happens all the time. Like, you'll see this on Twitter, right? Where people be like, you know, why don't more men ask me out or something? And then the dudes will be like, well, you know, dudes don't never know when you're interested. Half the time, y'all like, that street harassment, don't ever ask me out. I'm at work, motherfucker. And then the, you know, Dr. Handsome come along and ask you out at work and it's fine. So, I think a lot of times guys, not just aren't able to pick up on clues, but women are horrible at giving clues. So it like kind of combines into this, like a chick could be liking us and we wouldn't be able to pick it up. And she could be just talking to us and we might not be able to pick it up either. It's kind of like all mishmashed together. And especially the women that do the passive aggressive shit where they're actually fucking with your girlfriend right there and you can't tell, you know, you think you're having conversation but really it's going way over the line.
Exactly. And it sucks because I think most of that or some of that comes from the fact that women approaching men is taboo.
Mm-hmm.
One of them things, like a lot of us believe that we want the guy to talk to us or come to us. You know, I'm not going to approach him and say, hey, I like you, I want to talk to you, but I'm going to give these, you know, these little signs that I want him to talk to me. And sometimes them things get lost in all kinds of translation.
Right. Yeah, I can imagine. Like, I'm sure when I've, if I'm talking to a girl and she's laughing, but maybe she's touching her cleavage every time she laughs or putting her hand on my shoulder, every, you know, for whatever reason. And Karen's right there. I'm pretty sure Karen's picking up on that shit in a much more vivid way than I am, you know.
Yeah, honestly, I know for me, it's one of the things in my head, I'm thinking that's that shit I would do. Oh,
right.
Hell nah. She trying to talk to my man. So for, I know for me, it's coming from a place of, you know, that's something I would probably do. And, you know, keep an eye on it.
Right. Right. Yeah, I can see, man. Now, also, like, as far as just, like, your friendships and stuff like that, what determines if a person is, quote, unquote, a junior partner potential or just a dude that you know that, you know, comes over and plays Xbox? Like, what are the things that, you know, make you go, this person I'm going to approach and this person is not going to be approached?
I don't know because like my friends are my friends right now. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like set. So it's like, I kind of just like fall into friendships. It's nothing like I had a sexual attraction before or anything like that. We just fall into a friendship over like a common interest or something. But it's like with me, if I'm attracted to somebody like sexually, then I want to pursue that like sexually. And I kind of have a way to like kind of like I guess cut off my friends from people I just want to have sex with, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, so there's no those circles don't overlap for you as of yet, where you have a friend that you wouldn't mind, you know, knocking off, but, or a person that was just trying to, just a junior partner, but you kind of became friends with.
Yeah, it hasn't really overlapped yet. Like, I've had sex with friends before, but in my head, they was just still friends. I just kind of like needed a nut at that moment.
Okay. Oh, yeah. friends with benefits.
Exactly. And like, and my women friends, like, if you, if you're my close home girl, I don't see you in a sexual way at all. It's like, ew, like, nah, get away from me, ew, type thing.
Well, there goes all my fantasies, man. I thought that was how it started, was, you know, a pillow fight over at a sleepover, and that, next thing you know.
And we are friends. It's like, cause I highly value my women friends. So it's like, I don't want to take a chance in any kind of way of like ruining that by overstepping boundaries in any kind of way.
So what, like, what is the difference, I guess, when approach it, or do you even think there is a difference when you want to approach like a woman or, versus a man, as far as the junior partnership is concerned?
It is the difference because first I have to like figure out if the woman that I want to talk to is in the first place.
Mm.
So it is, it's a big difference. And then I have to, and then me talking about it, I know that some women are like, that's greedy or whatever misconception they have about it. I kind of have to like, you know, explain to them like the actual situation, what's going on, kind of like in more details. Cause like I said before, men tend to be like, all right, fine, cool. I just want to have sex too. But this is just from my experience. I am not trying to generalize women. I'm just talking about my experience. I just have to be a little bit more, I have to inform them more of the situation, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Are women harder to read? Like, can you tell, like, when a woman is interested in you sexually, versus I guess dudes are pretty straightforward, pretty much, as a general rule, but what about women? Are they straightforward also, or no?
You know, it's funny because you remember how, like, when we were talking about how it's hard for, like, men to read women and figure out their flirt, it's kind of hard for me to figure that out, too.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, no offense, I think it's y'all. It's not us. Like, we all have, the friend, you know, that's like, you know, girl, ain't nobody out here trying to date me and shit is going crazy. It's like, well, you know, what's going on? You don't have any prospects. Oh, there's this guy at work that, you know, I let him know that I'm interested and he's not even approaching me. It's like, well, what'd you do? Let him know. You know, the other day we were at the breakfast and, I drank my milk at the same table. It's like, that ain't shit. Like, you know, like, what, like, how could he possibly know? You know, I came by his desk and I talked to him for 5 minutes when I gave him his report. That could be, you know, a lot of people talk for 5 minutes when they deliver a report. That, you know, did you, like, what, was there anything about maybe going out together after work? Did you talk about, like, no, you know, but I just feel like he should know. And I feel like that is how women just are.
Yeah, like I had a friend, one of my friends, like we were talking and it's like I'm listening to the conversation and it was about sex and open relationships and stuff like that. And I'm listening to the conversation and I'm thinking like, I think she wants to have sex with me. Like, and it wasn't even me being like conceited or right. I'm just whatever, but it didn't read like a normal conversation that I would have with her about it.
Right.
But then I didn't know. And I wasn't going to bring it up because it was just like, I don't want, if I'm wrong, then I don't want to seem like I'm after her stuff or anything like that.
Right. Yeah. It's like you'd rather err on the side of caution than go in for a kiss and then she look at you like you crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I feel like she was trying to guide the conversation to us talking about it. But then I was like, I don't know. Like, I just like for you to be open. Just let me know. Let me know up front. Like, just let me know up front. And then we could do the little cutesy thing once I already know. But if I don't know, then it's like, I'm just going to keep my distance.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, man. Until you grab my dick or pull a titty out, I consider every type of relationship friendship with a woman, period. Like, it don't even matter what she says. That shit, she could be like, you know what? I love sucking dick. I can suck dick all day long. Wish I had a dick right now. I still be sitting there like, that is interesting as shit.
Exactly.
Like, I don't want to be.
Tell me more. Like.
Yeah, I don't want to be that creepy person that 5 minutes from now you'd be like, I never, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, just let me know. Just say, hey, just be open with me. Let me know, hey, I just want to have sex with you. Like, oh, okay. And then we can play the little cutesy, like, game. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, be cute and flirty and all that stuff. But until then, I keep my distance.
Now, do you ever feel like your relationship kind of represents more, quote unquote, more than just you, because of the fact that it's an open relationship? For those that do know, for the people that follow you on Twitter and you talk about it or whatnot, if anything goes wrong, you're kind of the example to some people.
What do you mean? Like,
I'll give you an example. Like, me and my wife, right? We've been together all this time. We do this podcast together. People know us on Twitter and stuff. We talk together, all this stuff. And every once in a while, I get these tweets and stuff that always weird me out, because it's kind of cool and it's cute, but it's kind of fucked up, because people will be like, you know, I don't know what happened if something happened to y'all too. That's worse than Will and Jada or Barack and Michelle. I'm like, man, this is a lot of pressure, man. Like, I wasn't planning on going anywhere anyway, but that's a lot of, like, I don't want to be representing black love with just, you know, because I'm myopic. I only care about our relationship. Right. I don't ever go, you know, Karen, get in the kitchen and fix me a sandwich for black love, you know. And I'm sure she, vice versa for her, you know, I'm sure she's not like, you know, go outside and cut the grass for black love. You just do it because that's your two people that care about each other and want to make each other happy. So I was wondering, like, do you ever get a vibe of like people going like, oh, well, Shayna knows about open relationships. Shayna's in one. So if anything ever goes wrong, it's going to be like, see, open relationships can't work. Shayna couldn't make it work.
Actually, yes, sometimes I do fear that, because I don't want to be like the standard, you know, because some open relationships, they don't work. Some don't work. Some monogamous relationships don't work. Like, everything is not going to work for everybody, you know?
Yeah.
But I just want to be that. I just want to be there to be like, look, this is what my situation looks like, you know?
Right.
It's not going to look the same for everybody else. Is it perfect? Not by a long shot. We still experience a lot of the same issues as everybody else.
Yeah, I remember. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
I remember there was this account on Twitter that got into it with me and my wife, because we, you know, we were discussing something about relationships or something. I think it actually might have been like how you don't even have to be the same religion, or like some people can be completely like one religion, another person could be another, one person could be not religious at all, but you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that you can't be married and not have a relationship. And I remember there was this account, it was called like The Black Couple, like at The Black Couple, and they disagreed with us. They wrote a long blog post. They like, and then I went to their website, and it was like, you know, pictures of them and their kids, and they were doing YouTube videos, and they were like telling everybody how to work out their problems. And I remember just thinking, like, you guys have some audacity, right? Mm-hmm. And not because I disagree with them, but just like, I don't have the balls to walk around here like, yeah, me and Karen represent the black love. So y'all need to recognize when we come up with an opinion, this is speaking for all of black love, all the black couples and all this shit, right? So, I remember like maybe a few months back, that I was unfollowing people's accounts, because, you know, if like people don't post for like 6-7 months on Twitter, I'll just unfollow them, because it's like, you know, that person's pretty much dead to me. So I went to unfollow their account, and I was like, oh yeah, I remember them, the black couple. I clicked on it, and it was like just the guy, and he was like, yeah, the show is over, we broke up, we officially got divorced. And it was like the first thing they had said in months. So it was like all this black love, and then the next tweet is like, you know, it's over, it's a wrap, we divorced, this is now just Derek's account, so don't, you know. And I just thought, like, that is why I don't want to represent anybody but myself, because of shit like that, man. Like, I know people are walking around like, see, if the black couple can't make it, then what chance do I have, Jerome, you know?
If Will and Jada don't make it, I'm just gonna throw myself off the roof.
Right. The only black couple I go by is Rock and Shay, because they have they do amateur porn together, and I feel like if that couple doesn't make it, that is a significant blow to black America. But there'll be another Will and Jada, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like we'll get that again.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because like you said before, like people kind of do hold other couples up to this impossible standard. Because I remember I was watching a YouTube video, and the wife, she mentioned how, you know, yeah, we do these videos, but we also have problems too, just like any other couple. Like, yeah, we've had fights too, just like any other couple. And people were commenting her like, oh my gosh, you shouldn't mention that y'all have problems or whatever. Like, what are you mentioning that for? And it's just like,
right.
I'm sitting there like, because it's real. Like, right. What the hell? What do you think this is? This ain't no Disney movie. It's right. Real life.
Yeah, like, with Karen and I, we don't really ever argue. But I think that's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know another way. There's no deep resentment. There's no, like, hidden issues. We just get along really fucking well. Mm-hmm. But that is crazy when I think about, like, so many other couples that I know where I'm just, like, we'll be sitting at dinner with them and they're having, like, an argument. And then we're kind of looking at each other like, well, I guess that's normal. we are the weird ones here, you know, to never do this shit. But I feel like so much of relationship stuff is about knowing yourself, and it sounds like a cliche, but it really is. Like, if you don't understand yourself, there's almost no hope, no matter how you try to define your relationship, because the other person's going to always be dealing with someone that doesn't really have any self-awareness.
Yeah. And sometimes it's mostly about the, I know it's kind of cliche, but like meeting people where they are and not where you want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
I know, because I've, like, with some of my issues within relationships or whatever, it was because I wanted this person to be something that they wasn't.
Right.
And I was trying to, like, make them into that. And that's, like, that's not cool.
So before this, did you ever have people you were dating where you approached the idea of, like, threesomes and the idea of open relationships before this?
Before this, like I said, I approached the idea of threesomes, but open relationships, I didn't know that was a thing.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't know that was a thing. And
how'd you find out?
Internet.
Okay.
Internet. Like, because I was interested in trying to, like, find some people to have threesomes with me and my partner when we had moved. Because we had moved to a brand new city, and, like, I didn't know anybody there or anything like that. And so when I started to do, like, look for people, then I saw that there was, like, all these other groups, and it was just a whole other lifestyle like that I was completely unaware of.
So do you believe in, like, some of the more, what do you call it, traditional concepts and stuff like marriage? Would you, you know, is that something like you would be into? Do you believe in, like, romantic love as far as, you know, I met the one and we were happily ever after? You believe in those kind of things?
Oh, yes. I am very, well, I am traditional. I do have traditional beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I like to have sex with other people on the side.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense. It's a compromise. Yeah. I feel this. I think, I'm a romantic at heart like that, where, but I feel like I fall in love with everybody all the time. Like, when I tell people we go together on Twitter, I feel like we go together. Like, we are together on Twitter for a while. I don't have any jealousy about it. I mean, obviously, if they, like, tweet about, like, yeah, me and my husband went to the movies, I'm not gonna be like, what the fuck? But you know, like, I feel like I'm a little bit in love with all these different people, you know, for all these different reasons. So I could kind of, like, I think that, a lot of times when people hear, like, well, someone's in an open relationship, then they kind of expect, like, well, you know, it's because love is bullshit and you guys are deluding yourself. So it's kind of cool that to hear, you know, the other perspective of that.
Yeah, like, I like people. Like I said, I'm with you. Like, I love people. I love hanging out with people. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's comforting in a sense, you know? Mm-hmm. and just kind of like being able to share experiences with other people. That's why one of the things, like I said, I would like to possibly thought about having another person in or us with another couple, mm-hmm. because I kind of like spreading the love, if that makes sense.
Nah, that makes perfect sense. Now, what would have happened if that first conversation where you're like, or maybe it was a series of conversations, however you approach it. Mm-hmm. What would have happened if he's just like, I can't do this. No. Would that have been like the end of you guys and you're like, let me go find somebody that can? Or would you have, you know, to this day kind of been like, well, I'm just going to keep working on you? Or like, would you have just said, all right, then I'll give up on that?
Honestly, mm-hmm. at that time, I would have been like, okay, because I would have accepted it as a fact of life that no man would be willing to be in an open relationship with a woman. It's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Because I just didn't know. So due to my, you know, ignorance for the, you know, I would have probably would have stayed because I just didn't know of anything else.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good, honest answer. Now, would you ever consider, like, in hindsight, because, like, what I would do if I was, like, really interested in an open relationship is just date, like, a really ugly person and then just feel like, look, you don't have any options. You lucky to be with me. So just, you know, you need to let me do this for your benefit because it's this or nothing for you.
That's fucked up, right?
Oh man. That's not you only got one arm, okay? You are having issues as is.
You only got one eye, can you see?
Right. Nobody believes we're together anyway, okay? Now, what about that though? Like say you go out, I mean not that scenario, but like have you ever had a situation where like you're going out, say, to dinner with your boyfriend, but maybe later in the week or a couple of days later, you're going out to the same place with a junior partner. Like, have you ever had any issues like that or any situations like that?
I haven't, but he has. Because, like I said before, I let him know what it is, so I try to keep it like it's just a straight sex thing or whatever, because, you know, all that dinner and all that stuff, I kind of like this. I like to just do that with my partner, you know?
Right.
Just us. But, yeah, like, it was Dave and Buster's, as a matter of fact. Like, we was leaving from Dave and Buster's, and I look at his car, and I see a keychain. Him and his other girl hit him with the Dave and Buster's, but I'm like, what is this right here? Like,
you getting keychains out here now?
Right. Like, I'm using tickets and cards and other bitch. Like, what the hell is
this? I want to see, I feel like that opens up a scenario where, like, the same waiter would wait on my table while, you know, one when I was with my girlfriend and one when I was with my junior partner. And like, give me like a secret head nod. Like, I see you, player.
Right.
Play on. The tip better be good though, cause I'll snitch. I will snitch. Yeah, that's kind of cool though. That I mean, cause that's like a bonus benefit. Like, if one of the one of the junior partners ever bought y'all like a birthday gift or something, like maybe a Best Buy gift certificate. Is that something where you like, cool, let me take this, go buy my man Grand Theft Auto 5?
Okay, I got a story with that. Okay, but this wasn't my fault. Mm-hmm. I was completely justified. Okay.
Well, he's not here, so as far as you know, I'm on your side through all this.
Okay. So we were, it was the same girl. We had a lot of issues with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
But, she had bought him
Bought him a what again?
An entertainment set.
Okay.
Like the home studio. It was a small, it wasn't like the huge one. It was more so a smaller version that came with like the little Blu-ray and the speakers.
Mm-hmm.
So he got it for his birthday. And I saw it and I asked. I was like, oh, nice. Who gave you that gift? And he said, a friend. But he didn't say what a friend. Mm. And so I found out it was her who got it for him. And at that time, like, me and her got into it real, real bad. Bad to the point to where I got some champagne and I poured it.
Hold on, it broke up a little bit. You said back, you got to the point where you were at what?
Me and the girl had got into it real bad to the point where I had grabbed some champagne and poured it all over the entertainment set that she had.
Oh, man, you went Basketball Wives on that shit.
I did. I was like, oh, okay, I'm not fuck that shit. And I just started pouring it, sparks flying, because it was still plugged up. So, yeah. So, like, gifts and stuff, like, I feel like you have to talk about that. If you're going to be in an open relationship, you have to talk about all that. And talk about, like, the value of gifts. Because some people might not be open to receiving gifts from other people. Like, having having their partner receive gifts from other people. For whatever reason. Sometimes it is like, you're a little too into him type thing, depending on the value of the gift.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Karen's the opposite, where I feel like she's trying to hold me out sometimes to get benefits for herself, but I'm just not cool with that. But a lot of times she'll be like, you can go out there, but just make sure I get something out of it. And it feels too much like a pimp talking to a hoe, so I feel disrespected, so I can't do it. So like, also, what do you think about, like, in the future? Like, what kind of things are you thinking about, like, you know, marriage, children? You know, is this something that you feel like you're gonna do for the rest of your life? Is this something you feel like might change over time?
When I think about the future, that's why sometimes I want like another couple, because I would want some kind of stability.
Right.
You know, I just wouldn't want to keep going out there looking for other people to have sex. I would really like to have some kind of stability and hopefully build like a multi-family unit or something with just, you know, us or something, so I can still get my needs satisfied and, you know, kind of like just be us.
Well, you need to email Rock and Shay, man. They seem to be monogamous. They practice sexual fitness is what they call it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they big, man. Just Google Rock and Shay. I'll send you a link or something. I'm sure it's streaming somewhere. But, you know, they might be down with something like that. They seem to be pretty, pretty committed and pretty much into sexual fitness. But it sounds like, also, I think being around other couples more so than just like sex or whatever, there's like an emotional kind of, like high almost, you know, like a contact high.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I think I could understand where you're coming from that perspective too, where it's like, I want to be around love. Like, it's just, you know, genuine people that love each other and shit. There's nothing like it.
Yeah, like somebody who just like let your guard around and not have to be like fake or phony. Just, yes, I understand exactly what you're talking about. That feeling is just awesome. And to have it around you more often, great.
Now, you ever worry about, like, the other couple, if they have problems, and now it's y'all problems, too?
Oh, I try to avoid stuff like that. Because you're sitting there, and it's like, the couple be wanting you to take sides, and you sitting there, I'm like, I don't want to be a part of this. Like, don't call me.
Right. This is not what we came here for.
Yeah, and it's like somebody, you look at the situation, and you sitting there thinking, oh, you dead wrong, but you don't want to say nothing, because you don't want to, like, you know, hype up the situation more than what it is, and it just, whew.
Yeah, I remember my parents had friends that, a black couple, that they would go, we would all go down to their house, they had, like, a daughter and stuff, and she was, like, right between my brother and my age, too, so I think we both had a crush on her. But I remember we used to go down there, and I used to be hyped because I'm like, oh, I'm going to get to go see this girl. So it was like, you know, exciting time in my life. But the couple was dysfunctional as shit. So, like, we went down there. I remember the last time we were down there, we were having a cookout. We were all in the backyard and stuff and hanging out and talking. And I think their name was like Walt and Carol or Walt and Kathy or something. And so Walt is getting drunker and drunker. And, you know, even as a kid, I'm just picking up on his tone. Like, he's talking to his wife more and more grimy, just, you know, like just that slow, like, take a sip and then eyeball your girl across the room and, like, you know, it's just like, man, this dude, like, is letting all the hate out tonight. So she basically cussed his ass out and told him stop, you know, ruining the party or whatever. So he goes inside the house. And comes back out later and he's like, you know, still talking some more trash, but, you know, got this like really smug look on his face, like this really self-assured smile. So later on, she goes in the, house and he goes in after her and they start arguing and she comes out and she's like, he went into my shoe closet and peed on all my shoes. Just, what? Yes, peed on all her shoes when she made him go inside that first time. Cause she was like, you too drunk. He went into her shoe closet and peed on all her shoes. And that was the last time we went down that house. And I never got to see that girl again. Cause, you know, my parents were on some y'all problems ain't our problem shit and, promptly cut them out of our lives. So, I could definitely understand, like, and it went from like, you know, kind of cool the first couple visits to the fuck is wrong with them, after that visit. So I could definitely understand wanting the stability, but yeah, I would also worry about like, I hope these motherfuckers ain't really walking Carol inside, you know?
it shows after a while because like you do have some couples that try to, put off this image of a perfect happy, oh, nothing ever goes wrong, da-da-da type situation, but you sit around long enough and you see it. It's like some kind of like microaggression that she'll do and it's like, ooh, shit about to blow. Like, yes. It ain't all too happy in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, is it? You know?
Yes. So yeah.
It shows, and I don't try to write them off at first. I try to see how they handle the situation.
Right, because you know, everybody has issues.
Huh?
I said exactly because everybody has some issues.
Exactly. So if they're able to, you know, handle it and, you know, communicate and get through it, then fine. But if they just holding it in and keep letting it build and it's like, nah, I ain't trying to sit here and see nobody tires get slashed.
Yeah, right. And I don't want to be an accessory after the fact of no crimes.
Exactly.
Like, you helped her hide the body. It's like, man, I didn't know she was killing people that night.
Right.
I just came over for breakfast or dinner or whatever. You know, the other thing too, like, I remember there was another couple that was our friends, and like they would talk, like they, like he would tell me about their relationship and stuff, and I feel like this happens to me a lot because people kind of define you in their head by, you know, we all do it, we all kind of put people in boxes, and the box I'm in most people's minds is like happily married relationship guy, you know. And then a lot of people are like, oh, Rod understands women. He loves black women and all this shit too. So like, I get a lot of people's representatives and not what they really think. So I get a lot of like, you know, man, you know, my girl is the best and I love her so much. You know, it's kind of like you love your girl, you know, can you relate? And I'm like, I guess, you know, but it's like, yeah. So I was fucking my side chick the other day and I'm like, well, hold up. Like, you know, so we have like those kind of conversations, and then like when I meet that person or I get to see them with whoever, it's almost never like that because they've just been framing it a certain way around me. But then when in actual practice, it's like y'all can't stand each other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So like that is the scariest thing for me is when people are like, oh, come hang out with us at dinner, and I'm like, man, I don't want to go to dinner with you and then find out y'all don't even like each other. Like, it'll be weird, you know, because you've been building up this thing this whole time. I had a friend, we went out as a couple, like couple date, and she was just mad about something the whole night, and he was trying to egg it like it was all good because it was ruining dinner, but it did ruin dinner. Mm-hmm. You know, like it was just so bad. And I don't even know what it was to this day that was so bad about it. I mean, as far as like what they were arguing about, but I just remember being like dinner couldn't end fast enough. Like, I was just like, can we get dessert? Can we get dessert? It's like, we haven't ordered appetizers yet. Oh, I'm sorry. We'll take dessert for appetizers. Let's just get out of here, guys. Let's go home. But yeah, it's weird.
What's funny about that is like you speak about it from like a regular casual dinner standpoint, but I've heard of scenarios to where it's like, a couple will go out and meet another couple mm-hmm. to like have like, you know, or orgy or whatever.
Yeah. Intercourse.
Huh?
Some intercourse.
Yeah, some intercourse. And the couple comes off as, oh yeah, we're so this, that, and other, and we're so open for anything. And then when they get down to having sex, and all of a sudden it's like,
oh my God.
Like, ooh, somebody got mad at somebody and just fucked up the whole mood for everybody and don't nobody know what's going on. And
oh, I could not even imagine. I was just trying to eat my chicken. If I was trying to eat somebody's pussy, it would have been way more awkward. It's like, yeah. Y'all ain't talking to each other, and we're about to, like, y'all ain't talking to each other, and I'm just nervous about sipping my beer. But if it was like, why aren't y'all talking to each other, and we're supposed to have sex? Like, oh my God, I would die.
Yes, and me, I come from the standpoint of, like, if I got issues with my partner or whatever, I tend to just fuck through it if we trying to have sex, you know? But some people, it shows and it just kills the mood. Everybody. And it's like, ah, damn. Let's just go ahead and stop and let's go home.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't even imagine. Yeah, I don't believe in withholding sex because of an argument either. Mm-hmm. But, and, you know, luckily neither does my wife. But, that is also crazy as hell because I can't even imagine the awkwardness of a sexual encounter where somebody has some passive aggressive bullshit going on. It's already awkward enough because people might have different rules and somebody might think they're down and they're not really down, or, you know, I could see how that could go down, like in a threesome or something where it's like, I thought I was cool with eating pussy, but I'm not. You know, I could get that kind of, but that's the highest level of awkwardness I'm willing to deal with right there is, you know what I mean? It's like, so you really not going to suck her titties? Well, damn.
Yeah, just sitting there, just like sitting up being a wallflower, like, why are you here? Like,
yeah, our friend, on the show, Zan Afrocentric on Twitter, she called it being a pillow princess. Where some women will, like, in a threesome, they're just like, I'm not touching or doing anything to anybody. Y'all here for me?
Well, being a pillow princess is different than the passive aggressiveness, like, part, because, you know, there are some people like that, you know, and I don't mind because sometimes I just like to give more than receive. Mm-hmm. So that's not an issue, but the passive aggressive part is just that the mood is just killed. Like, right. You don't want to do nothing.
Okay, so pillow princess is actually more like a sexual thing as far as just, they would like to receive more than give.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, okay.
Exactly.
All right, cool. I'm glad you cleared that up. Obviously Zan's not a fan of pillow princesses, so I just assumed that those was like the worst people. Like, she was like, oh, she's just a pillow princess or something. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. That's cool.
I can see how that can be an issue because I personally cannot, unless I'm in a threesome situation and there's another person there that can satisfy me, I wouldn't be happy with just having sex with the pillow princess because I wouldn't be, I mean, I do like to give, but not to the point that I'm not getting nothing in return, like,
Right, yeah. And especially if they talk a good game and shit, and then you show up, and then they just like, no, I'm actually going to lay here. Yeah, I could definitely understand the frustration.
Yeah.
Does that happen a lot where people, because, you know, the other thing about, like, just a threesome is it sounds so adventurous. And I would equate it kind of like a roller coaster, where a lot of people think they want to ride a roller coaster. And then you get to the park and you're looking up at that big ass roller coaster and you're like, actually, I just want to go to the water park and play in the pool. Like, I feel like that probably happens a lot with threesomes and stuff. People talk like they can do it and then they show up and they can't. Or they're not, you know, they're not as, they talk a bigger game than they know what they can do.
Yeah. And I think a lot of that is because of the fact that we don't have, the image of threesomes and stuff is so romanticized and glamorized, and it just doesn't tell the truth for what it is. Cause like, you know, feelings and stuff are going to get involved. And then you also have to deal with the fact that not everybody likes to be pleased in the same way, you know?
Right.
So it's like you're trying to figure out three different bodies or right. however many bodies are in that situation.
Yeah. And I would be worried anyway. Cause I already like, I feel like it would just be awkward. Like, I feel like I would just fuck up somehow or something and violate some rules that I don't know about. I don't know. It just seemed like, it seemed like too much shit could go wrong. It's like one person is hard enough. You know what I mean? Like I'm trying to give all my attention to that one person, but I feel like after you have sex in a threesome, like, you have to have awkward conversations with two women at the same time. So it's like, we should work out more, you know? We should also eat healthier. It's like, why are y'all both talking like this? But that's just my own head. Shayna, this has been great, man. I really appreciate you coming on and talking with me today. I'm sorry it went a little over, but I think it was all good stuff.
Oh, man, no problem. I'm so glad to be having done this interview.
No problem, man. I'll try to get it up today. And, you know, like I said, I'll put your Twitter tag in it, SW Journey, so if people want to like go and find you and you know, be insecure about their own relationships while also being kind of curious about threesomes and stuff, they know where to find you.
Sure, like just talk to me. Like I'm real open, I'm real honest. Like if you're looking for some fluff type, I'm gonna make you feel better type thing, I try. But I'm gonna be honest first.
you're real cool, and like you're one of those people that I think is in my mind I have you as super duper nice person. I'm sure that, you know, obviously you're much more nuanced than that. But in my mind, like when I read your tweets, I always feel like I'm reading someone going, "Hey everybody, let's just all get along and have a good time on Twitter."
I am like that. Sometimes I'll be ready to chop some heads off. So
right, yeah.
Yeah, like I'm gonna let y'all know all up front before you follow me on Twitter. I'm a thug. Don't test my thugness. I stab Care Bears in the face with shits and giggles. it's real out here.
I appreciate you, you know, keeping it real in the streets, in the Twitter streets right now. Twitter thug life forever, obviously. Exactly. But yeah, man, y'all should hit her up, man. She's definitely a fun person to talk to. And like I said, if you're up late at night, go check out her timeline. She's normally talking about something. As for everybody else, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Medium Talk. We'll be back again shortly with another interesting person to talk to about interesting things. And, thank you for supporting the Blackout Tips, premium network by donating and subscribing to the show, man. Appreciate y'all. Peace.